Dr. Wolfger is in charge of all kinds of fun things at the campus, including, but not limited to, he's the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you? Did you have a good Thanksgiving holiday?
None of my pants fit. I don't understand what's going on here. What happened? Everything was great there early November. All of a sudden, calendar turns to December, and I'm a little constricted here.
Yeah, well, it won't get any better because Christmas is just around the corner.
You are the voice of reason. That's why we love talking to you. How about you guys? Did you have a nice get-together and gathering?
Yeah, it was very nice. I spent time with my wife's family. You know, my family's still overseas, so my pants usually don't grow quite as much as yours, probably.
Are you Austrian or German, or am I close?
Yeah. You're absolutely correct. I'm Austrian, yes. I've been in the States for over 20 years now, but I'm originally from Austria, yes.
Now, how often do you get back?
So usually, I have two kids, so we try to go back every year in the summer and take about 2.5 weeks off to make it worth the trip. My family's still there, and we always look forward to going back.
Excellent. So do you prefer it in the winter if you had your druthers, or do you like it in the summertime?
I honestly like it better in the summertime. Winters get a little harsher in Austria. They just had a whole bunch of snow, and I really don't miss that.
Are you a skier?
I am, but I haven't been on the slopes for over 20 years, so I don't know if I still know how to do it.
So you are a recovering skier.
Yes. I would love to go again, but never made it down to Paoli Peaks. Maybe this is the year.
All right. Well, hopefully we will provide. Well, let's wait till January or February for any of that. We've got a first semester to end. Let's not end it with shoveling parking lots and doing all of that stuff. Well, we know spring registration is already up and running. We'll get to that here momentarily. But for people who are, again, we get to New Year's resolutions and we start thinking about the calendar perhaps turning over, and some kids will get done a little earlier in school, or maybe they're around done with college and want to take a class. You have options for everyone. When are you going to be open? When is your Christmas break? When are your offices are open? So people who start planning, I know you folks, what do they call them, that they wait till the last minute? You procrastinators that shop on Christmas Eve. I know you're out there, and I always give you credit. But the rest of us sometimes would like to plan things out. What does your calendar look like for the remainder of 2023 so people that are out of school or out of class can make some arrangements?
Yeah, it's really the time to come see us. And we're still open till Friday the 22nd, and then the campus closes for about a week. So we'll be back in the offices on January 2nd, and then classes start on the 16th. But any time between now and then, with the exception of that week, our offices are open and we're waiting to serve students.
And the other great part is you don't even have to come over to visit the office as well. You can make a phone call. You can arrange a Zoom. There's really not a lot of barriers. If you want more information or to be a part of it, you can provide all those options.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And this is really important for us. We want to meet the students where they are. So, of course, we'd always love to see you on campus. If you'd like an advising session, I would encourage to call to make an appointment so that our advisors can prepare and kind of look at your transcripts if you've been to college before. Otherwise, just give us a call at 812-330-6013. You can meet in person, you can meet via Zoom, whatever works for you.
Yeah, and time is valuable, and we don't have as much of it as we'd like. So if you make a reservation, your time will be reserved instead of walking in and being fourth in line. So that's a great way to look at it. Another great way to look at it, physically on campus, Tuesdays at the Tech. Our next one is coming up next Tuesday the 12th. Tell me what goes on those special Tuesdays.
Yeah, so Tuesdays at the Tech, really, we offer every week on Tuesdays, as the name says, and students can come in and they can tour our building. They get connected with our advisors and admissions specialists, and we can answer any questions they may have. So this is every Tuesdays from 3 to 5 p.m. We do encourage you to register, though. Next one, as you said, is on December 12th, and you can go on our website at www.ivtech-tuesdays. to RSVP so we know that you're coming and we can be ready for you.
Yeah, they don't want to start a minute early then have you come in and do all that. Dr. Yeah. Martin Wolfger is our guest this afternoon. And here we are in the Christmas season, and Ivy Tech Community College, well, the community part is very prevalent in there. You have a great space for hosting either events, meetings, or whatever else it is. Tell us all about what is on the offer at Ivy Tech for businesses or nonprofits, whatever it is. The Shreve Hall is great. It's unbelievable.
It is. And for any of your listeners who haven't been to the campus yet, please come over and pay us a visit and just look at our wonderful facilities. As you mentioned, Shreve Hall is a huge open space that that we actually offer up to the community if they wanted to host any events on our campus. And the best kept secret is that we don't charge a room fee for most of the events, and we can accommodate up to 300 people. So from smaller gatherings to really larger meetings, we can assist. And all you have to do again is give us a call, and we'll help you along.
Well, you're going to have a building full of do-gooders tonight. So my friends at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, Alan Pease, is putting together their big thank you for everybody who was out there. When was that? Back in October? Jeez, all these dates run together. When we raised money for all of their great charitable causes out there. We had our friends from Domino's and Barbecue and all kinds of. They're going to be out there tonight presenting checks and having a little celebration of all the people that helped out, including Ivy Tech Community College. So that'll be a fun one tonight. So we wanted to remind everybody what a great job the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, Alan Pease and the whole gang are up to. So that's fun as well. But yeah, that's where we did that event back earlier in the fall, and we had a great, great time out there. So if you need a spot to do it, let's get a spot and do it. Your academics are always busy. Why? Well, that's what you're doing out there. But you're getting some help to help get kids and get adults either certified or helped into these areas. And you got one from the Lowe's Gable Grant. And grants are fantastic, right? Because no one has to pay anything back. Tell me how they helped you out.
Yeah, and really, we really want to extend our gratitude to the Lowe's Gable Foundation. They've provided our campus with over $18,000, and it'll help us market our heating, ventilation, air conditioning program. This is just the right time. You know, you have to turn on the heater, and then it gets hot in Indiana, and you need to cool everything down, and there's a huge demand for technicians. We will reach out to the community with targeted campaigns. We'll have some videos, promotional items. It is this is a high-demand field, and really anybody in the community who wants to come share about our HVAC program, let us know. Anybody who's interested, let us know. We have open spots, but don't wait too long to contact us. Seats are filling pretty quickly, but the Lowe's Gable Foundation really helps us get the word out. They've also been extremely generous and provided us with some equipment for our students, for our faculty, and for a lab. So thank you very much to the Lowe's Gable Foundation.
Well, they're not the only ones helping you out either. The queen of the outdoors is Dean Sarah Cody. She has some money as well, and the biology program benefits.
Yeah, Sarah is very busy getting grants for us, and her pet project really is the outdoor learning lab that's right on Profile Parkway, and I hope that many of your listeners have been over already. It's a wonderful area. We have beehives, we have trails, we have places where you can watch birds, we have places where you can just sit and relax. And she secured another grant from the Georgie Archer Foundation of over $7,500. And we will use that to build an outdoor learning classroom. We'll purchase a microscope, some plants, some mulch. And then, of course, we'll offer programs to the community. We've had a number of elementary schools come visit. We have Boys and Girls Club come visit. And we're looking forward to anybody in the community who wants to take advantage of this amazing space.
Dr. Martin Wolfger is our guest this afternoon. He checks in from Ivy Tech. He's the Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. And boy, a big announcement earlier this week, Dr. Wolfger, as a semiconductor manufacturer is going to head to town eventually and bring over 250 new jobs to the area. How exciting is that for the Ivy Tech community?
We're thrilled, and we're also a part of the group that's going to be supporting that and creating, you know, again, high demand, high wage jobs in our community. As you probably know, we have another building, the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences, just right down the road from our main building, and we're currently exploring opportunities to build a clean room there and some training facilities for manufacturing. So it's very exciting. I think it's something that's really needed, not just in our community, but in our nation, but also globally, right? And we're excited to play our part in it.
How does your curriculum change when they put shovels in the ground at this new player locally? Enhanced Semiconductors is planning on investing $152 million at 301 North Curry Pike. It's the former Cook Life Science Manufacturing something or other over there. You're going to start making semiconductors. Well, that's not on your menu right now. How much in front of this are you, or do you have to have a little catch-up? What does this look like moving forward?
So the great thing, Mike, about working at Ivy Tech is that we're really nimble. So what we'll probably start doing is, and we've already started on that, is create some certificates and technical certificates, which are short-term training programs on the academic side. And then maybe, you know, if that's needed by future employers, also associate degrees. But we usually start with short-term certificates to provide a quick workforce and fill those needs. I also work very closely with Adam Gross and our Ivy Plus CareerLink, who offers a lot of skills training. So not on the academic side, but training for employers to upskill their current employees. And so we work very closely together. We're very nimble. We can address employer needs very, very quickly. And I'm just excited that we're ready to go and play our part in this.
That's got to be an exciting time as well, because once that building is renovated, put together, and that company moves to town, that's not going to be it's not like a college student where you're here 4 years and you leave. This is going to be a long-term anchor of our community. Am I reading the room right?
Yeah, and I think what most people don't understand is, even though this is the chips manufacturing and things like that, it is also manufacturing. So the training in and of itself is not much different from any other manufacturing training. It's just a lot more specialized. So, again, I don't want for people to be worried that they may not have the skills needed to work in this field. There are plenty of opportunities there, and we're there to provide the training that's needed.
Excellent. So you're right in the forefront of this moving forward and bringing some high-wage jobs to Bloomington, getting the people trained to work in those jobs. Excellent. Dr. Martin Wolfger is our guest this afternoon, the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs at Ivy Tech Community College. And, your students have been up to good things. That's not surprising at all. We heard about the cyber range. That's going to be created. Steve Bryant told us about that. What are you guys doing in literary magazines? What is Root and Branch?
Yeah, this is something that I'm very proud of. I used to serve as the dean of the School of Art, Sciences, and Education. So one of our English faculty members created a literary magazine years ago, and it's really grown since then. And it's one of these opportunities that really enrich the student experience at Ivy Tech. Any student, you don't have to be an English major or anything. Any student can submit artwork, you know, poetry, paintings, photography. And we have two student editors who will put the final magazine together, and it is then available for purchase. It also helps us train some of our students. So the two editors not only get a stipend from us, but they also get tons and tons of editing experience. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us to showcase the great talent we have here at Ivy Tech. We use the magazine sometimes to, encourage donations and things like that, because it's really a wonderful way to showcase the caliber of students that we have here at Ivy Tech. And faculty and staff are also invited to submit, so everybody is a part of it, and it's a true community effort.
What is the difference in a literary magazine as opposed to just a regular magazine for our non-journalism students listening?
Yeah, so the literary magazine really focuses more on art, so there's no real journalistic work involved. It's poetry, it's short stories, it's pictures, it's paintings, it's drawings, it's photography. It's really an artistic piece that's created there. under the guidance of our English faculty and the editors. And it helps students with their self-expression. And it was very interesting during COVID, for example, a lot of our students wrote about their experiences and created art that showcased their experience. So it kind of serves as a time capsule as well, that kind of illustrates our student experience from an artistic standpoint.
All right. When are finals? Is that across the board next week? Is it the week after? What's kind of the quick schedule here to get us to? You told us the last day would be Friday the 22nd for your office. Yes. So how about academics?
Yeah. So our students will be, absolutely right, our students will be taking their finals next week in our semester. Then we'll end on Saturday. There might be some exams that are scheduled on Saturday, but most of our students will be done on Friday, December 15th, and then they'll leave for their well-deserved break and hopefully come back rested and relaxed to finish up their degrees and walk across the stage for commencement in May.
Now, spring semester starts January 16th. We don't want procrastinators. You can go today. You can go tomorrow. You can go to the 15th of December or of January, correct? We've got time, but not a lot of time.
Yep, you can come in up to the 22nd of December, but it's really better to come see us now because, you know, if you come in early, there's still open seats available. You'll get the courses you need at the times that work for you, in the modalities that work for you. And so I would encourage everybody who's interested in either going back to college, going to college, or upskilling to come see us, and we will get you taken care of.
And you know what happens. You think, well, I'll just do it next week. And then next week's the finals week. Then the week after, then Christmas weekend. Oh, geez. And the next thing you know, it's January 16th, and we're ready to go back to school. So we'll pay attention to it. We will follow along. If I don't speak to you before the Christmas holiday, have a wonderful time with your family. Stay warm, and we'll get up. If we don't meet again, we'll get back at it next year, 2024, Dr. Wolfger.
Absolutely. Always looking forward to speaking with you, Mike, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your loved ones as well.
That's right. Make sure you fill out your time card for Chancellor Coyne showing that you did extra credit this week so we can get that all covered. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you. Bye-bye.